today, though, we want to have a chance to talk about redistricting. Matt Perdue is a government relations director with the North Dakota Farmers Union, and he testified in front of the North Dakota Redistricting Committee last Thursday, and it got a lot of people's attention, not the least of which was mine. Matt, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Happy to be on.
I'm looking at a copy of your testimony here, and here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing some things that just normally would be common sense that shouldn't have to be said, but I'm wondering if you're concerned that they need to be said, obviously, because you make three wonderful points. Cross as few of county lines as possible. Let's hit that one first. You know, if every county commissioner has one legislator or one legislative group to go to, can you imagine how lucky that is for that county commissioner?
Absolutely. And, you know, there are going to have to be some counties that get split up. But what we really get concerned by are kind of those arbitrary situations where you cut in just a little corner of a county here, or where you go back and forth along the county line. Those can really create challenges. And what we're going to see here with this redistricting, the numbers are showing us that some of our districts have to get much, much larger, meaning several counties making up a single district. And that's a big concern to us. As those districts get larger, people have less access to their legislators.
But I was looking at the numbers, and yes, some of those rural districts, in particular the rural districts that were large before, have to get a lot larger now. You know, and that's just the way it is because less people live in them. I mean, you can go to South Central North Dakota, you go to Southwest North Dakota, we might have had some population growth, but those areas didn't keep up. I mean, they didn't keep up. And so when you look at that, I understand, but there still are ways to put counties together in often cases. So another one you put out there was to seek to retain communities of common interest with district boundaries. Give me an example of that.
Yeah, so one of the if we take a step back here and just look at the new map, the state grew by 15.8%. We have 106,000 new North Dakotans compared to the 2010 census. Most of that growth happened in our urban areas. Most of that growth happened in western North Dakota and our oil-producing counties. But we had 30 counties that lost population from 2010 to 2020. And so when we look at the new map, we expect to see some people who live in primarily rural districts and have for decades lived in primarily rural districts who are now going to be in a district that is mixed urban-rural. And so when we look at that, you're really mixing what we consider two communities of interest. The concerns of an urban constituent are often different than the concerns of a rural constituent. And so when we look at retaining those communities of common interest, we think one of the possible solutions is to actually subdivide our legislative districts for purposes of House representation. We are one of 10 states that does not subdivide our districts for House representation, that has multi-member districts. And we think that there's some merit to at least looking at that when we look at some of these districts now where I've lived in a rural district my whole life. My grandparents maybe lived in a rural district their whole lives. And now all of a sudden we are in a district that is mixed urban-rural.
So when you talk about that, walk people through an example of how you think it would be to split up those House districts, to put, you know, to make sure you have a closer accountability when it comes to your House member.
Yeah. So if you look at, I'm right now at my family's farm in northwestern North Dakota, near Ray, North Dakota, and Williams County, on my home county, grew by 82%. And so we have a county that previously Williston was its own district, and then a kind of 3.5 county area made up District 2. Well, Williams County now is more than two full districts itself. And so what we would expect to see is that people who live outside of Williston, who've lived in District 2 their entire lives, are now going to be a part of a Williston district. So when you go to an AB district scenario, essentially what you can do is look at the population and say, well, we got, you know, 6,000 people living in a rural area, 8,000 people living in an urban area. how do we create, how do we subdivide this district to make sure that the rural folks have an opportunity to have their voices heard and the urban folks have an opportunity to have their voices heard within this context.
So how, what's the number this time, Matt? Matt Perdue's our guest. He's a government relations director with North Dakota Farmers Union. What's the number when it comes to the district, knowing that it's going to be, what, 47 districts again?
Yeah, so the redistricting committee did decide last week that they do want to move forward with 47 districts, the number of districts we have now, which means that all of our districts will grow by 15.8%. It means that our districts will grow by about 2,500 people. And so we're looking at districts of 16,500 people, roughly. Before we were closer to 14,000 people in every district.
So what's the over-under on that, though? Because in my particular case, and I'm going to give you some examples of what's happened in the past in my corner of the world when it comes to the politicizing of redistricting, but, you know, there's a flex on those numbers. It isn't just what you said. That isn't just that magic number, and there needs to be a flex to achieve the goal that you're talking about. Because if you're going to try to keep counties whole, sometimes you're going to have to go over or be willing to go a little under. But what's the percentage that they're looking at for the flex?
So what you can have with the flex, there's a lot of court precedent. There's a lot of constitutional questions with a lot of this. And what some of those court cases have shown is that you're generally safe when your variance, your total variance is 10%, meaning that your, for example, the smallest district could be 5% less than that target number, and the largest district could be 5% more than that target number. So that total variance is 10%. And you really can't operate outside of that. You start to run into questions, legal questions and constitutional questions when you do that. And so it can vary, of course, if your smallest district is only 2% less than that target number, then your largest district can be 8% more. But again, you have to operate within that 10% variance.
But you mentioned Williams County. That's the perfect example, because the numbers that Williams County has that justifies two legislative districts they were there for quite a while now. And that area wasn't getting that type of representation for quite a while now. And so when you say that, you know, there's potential lawsuits there, you know, it might be during the redistricting process, but, you know, there's been a lot of things that happened in an unfair way last legislative session, is my point, Matt.
Yeah, well, you know, when we look at redistricting, I think it's really important. There are a couple things that are really important. One, we make sure that everybody is being represented in a fair and equitable way. And, of course, that can sometimes come into question when you look at redrawing those legislative district boundaries. I think, you know, the second thing that we have to be very conscious of is that, or we really have to encourage, is for folks to be in contact with their legislators, to let them know, hey, the way that you're proposing to subdivide or to carve out a new district here, that's really going to change how I feel I'm being represented at the state legislature. Of course, you have to look at the numbers. You have to look at what the numbers tell you. And draw the map according to those numbers. You also have to tell the numbers what you want them to do for you. And that's really what we're talking about. Let's make sure that we're telling the numbers that we want a fair legislative map.
Yeah. All right. Matt, got one or two more questions. Can you hang in there with me for a little bit?
Yeah, you bet.
Matt Perdue with North Dakota Farmers Union. We're having a conversation about redistricting and how the legislature should take a look at dealing with it. The North Dakota Farmers Union weighed in. Matt Perdue is their government relations director, and he testified in front of the redistricting committee. Matt, I want to, before I ask you, Matt Perdue is our guest. Before I ask you one or two more questions, is there anything you want to make sure that the people that are listening know going into speaking to their legislators about this that they need to do, how they can help you?
Well, I think the biggest thing for people to understand, again, is that this is the most explosive growth we've had in our state, really for decades, maybe ever. And so our state's population increased by 16%. Our district size will increase by 16%. And we have 30 counties that lost population. And so we have 30 counties where districts would have had to have gotten larger had the state not grown at all. Those districts are going to have to get much, much larger. And so I think the biggest thing for people to understand is this map is going to change, and it's going to change quite a bit. And the most important feedback that we can offer the legislature is to help them understand how they can make sure that we are represented fairly, that we are represented equally, that we aren't stuck in situations where, you know, we're living 100 miles or 80 miles from our legislators, that we're not in situations where, you know, we have 5 districts in the state that are minority rural, and cutting out, you know, 1 or 2 districts worth of rural voters from that representation.
Okay. Now, from my standpoint, having been in for 14 years in the North Dakota legislature, the key to all of it is to look at county lines. Don't be afraid to look at school districts. Don't be afraid to look at townships, those type of things. But when you start carving out in districts that are going to get as big as what some of these are, certain areas strictly for political purposes, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a really big mess because, as you pointed out, 30 of those counties have lost population. And so it's going to be a long way from one end of the district to the other if you're not willing to take on in some of these other areas part of that district. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is the best example I can give. You know, there was nowhere near the population growth in the Wapton area that there was in Cass County. Okay. Now I realize these aren't considered real rural districts, but when you've got a legislator like Wes Belter was, and I'm just going to say names, Matt, you can stay out of this. Okay. Just take a step back and stay out of it. But when Wes Belter doesn't want to deal with the southern end of Cass County, which was in his district, because they're fighting against a diversion, so he throws them into Wapaton, into Richland County. You got a mess. You've got a real mess, and so that has to be part of this equation as well. The fact that, as you pointed out, county lines, but I hope the people keep an eye on motivations too, Matt. That needs to be checked as part of this process too.
Well, I think the bottom line here, Joel, is that redistricting is a constitutional exercise. It's not a political exercise. It shouldn't be a political exercise. And so we are approaching it as though it is a constitutional exercise. It's about making sure that we are preserving representation in our government system for the next 10 years. And that's the way we're approaching it. That's certainly the way we hope and expect the legislature to approach it. Obviously, there are a lot of situations that we can point to in the past where some eyebrows are raised. But again, we are really approaching this as a constitutional exercise, and that's really what we hope the legislature is doing as well.
Well, I'm going to let you go, Matt, because some of what I got to say, I don't want collecting onto you. So I love your purist attitude. I'll speak to you when it's all over, and then I guess I'll get a chance to point out to you where I don't think it ever happened. But keep it up. Keep up the good fight. Appreciate it. Matt Perdue with the North Dakota Farmers Union. When we come back, folks, this is going to matter to you. What he said there that was the most important is that 30 counties have lost population. And so let me just be perfectly clear to you. Fargo is going to get more legislative districts. Bismarck is going to get more legislative districts. Williston area, Williams County, they deserve another legislative district. What does this mean for you? I'll explain some of that when we come back. Katie, who embroidered his own my jeans.